Okay, it's good morning or whatever it is by everybody. Good afternoon. I think we're holding here a middle perek dalad by Vitamik Yosef bin Yosef Teda Tovin. So he's going back to a chazal, and chazal say that he's going that the Ramach and Shasa mitzvahs, the Ramach mitzvahs essay is connected Adam. The Shasam, it's Lysis Kineged Chama, Kineged Shemesh. He explained that there are two, the inyan of the mitzvahs Lysase is to preserve the Tzura the way it is, the Seder, Seder Akayan way he says, and the mitzvahs essay is to go forward, to do more, and so on. Vitamik Yezmi Zevetera Vitavin, Shashemesh Vodam Shnei Melachim. Shemesh and Adam are two melachim. Ki Hashemesh hu moishel va'olam, Moshe ma kozlam shalos hayoyim. Va'odam moishel b'nim tsoyim gam ken, ki lechsiv v'yerdu b'digas hayom v'oif ha'shemayim. V'dov ha'zim v'vua. So the Torah says that there are two melachim. In the Yisoid of Ma'ase Bereishis, there are two melachim. One melech is mem shalos hayoyim, that's the Shemesh. The second memshala is Adam, and like it says, v'yirdu b'digas hayom v'af ha'shamayim. So you have two beings that are called melachim, and that's Adam and the Shemesh. V'moishla echad hu moishla gashmi, ki ha'shemesh hi gashmis. V'moishla sheni hu nivdol, ka Adam ein ha'gashmi gomor, hein b'nishmas elokis hishon shama k'doisha, v'hein mitzad shenema boi, ki betzel melkim osas ha'odom. Ki yesh bitzerosin eloiki, mishadeh barazay chachma. So, Shemesh is the moishel of the world, the physical world, that we know, that we've seen. And Adam is the moishel in the inyan nivdol. Now, so we described last time, the inyan nivdol means that whatever it is in this world, that is not shayach to this world, betzem. Things that are shayach to a different world. Now, he says there's two oifanim in how Adam is that moishel. One is he has an neshama kedosha. So we have in us something that is totally nivdol. The neshama is not something I can any way express and say that has any shayches with anything this world. Then he says there's something called the Tzel Melekim Asasa Adam, ki yesh bitzurasa inyin aloiki, lemishi adea berazi achachma. Now, it could mean one of two things, and I'm not sure which one he means over here. And I'll explain the two elements of what Tzel Melekim could mean. One is, and this is something that the Maral says in different places, is that there's something about the person's general tzura. When you meet a person, you feel that the person has some aura to himself, something that radiates more than just a physical being. It's ke'ilu, what we would call ha'aris panim, ufyo sheberia, chazal say, call it, something about the person's, just like when you meet an Adam Kaddish, you have a sense that you're in the presence of somebody above, different, elevated, you know, something along those lines. Same thing here also. That is one possibility. A second possibility is that it says in the Sfarim, I mean, all of Kabbalah is built on the premise that the person's physical metzias is engineered exactly zelu maser to things in a ruchnistic world. Whether it's the fact that there's a right and left configuration, whether the fact that the person has three levels, the head, the torso, the feet, whether the fact that the person has five fingers on each hand and the right and left hand are opposite each other, five fingers. And every single physical aspect of a person has in himself a remez to Elyonim. both of these. So the Maharal usually tends to go. He talks about the first thing I told you about the general aura of a person, that there's something ruchni to a person that shines. That's usually the Maharal's mahalach. But when he says that sheyoda barazi chachma, that tends to be a lot more shayach to the other thing I said to the fact that the Evarim, and they learn pshat in the pasuk mipsarei echsa loykai, that you have said I see Hashem from my flesh. So the pashta pshat is, you know, niflos habore, etc. In the world of chachmas pnim, it's understood to mean that every single aspect of a person's guf has in himself remazim klape mala. Everything is an exact copy, a physical copy of some sort of concept. That's the inyan. Now, I want to add one more point on what he says over here. He says the Shemesh is part of the Seder Gashmi, and that we understand. Adam, he says, has two oifanim in which he shayach to the Seder that he calls Nivdal. One is he has a Neshama Kedosha, and the second one is the Tzelem Elokim that he has. Whichever way we explain Tzelem Elokim. Interesting that Adam should have two oifanim, the Shemesh has one oifan. I want to give a hesbo why it has to be like that. Whenever you have something that is, in order for something to be a king, a leader, whatever position of leadership, it requires that it be the biggest, strongest, most knowledgeable, etc. That's one aspect of it. The second aspect of it is he has to be able to connect and to lead. The marshal, let's give a very simple, imagine you have a king who's smarter, wiser, better, stronger, everything. He doesn't speak the language at all of the people there. So he's not able to lead because he can't communicate. So he needs to be able to speak their language to communicate. A being that is kuloi ruchni, that has no shaykhis to the people down on the bottom, can't lead. There has to be some sort of chibur. And it's interesting that in the old days, in Europe especially, a rav of a town was not a speaker, and the rav would be a big Talmud Chacham, a big Yodea. A speaker was a magid, and basically it was assumed the magid would be giving the message that the rav intended for the community. The rav didn't have the ability to put it in language that the community understood, could relate to. No, besides the oratory and so on, but it just the translation into what somebody of a different caliber could understand is a mikzayef ne'atzmai. So Adam has a neshama in himself, but the neshama can't possibly lead the world on its own because it is muftal. That's its nature. The tzelem elokim, whichever the two pshatim we said, is some sort of chibur already between the two. It's mia balguf reflects a certain neshama quality. So the guf that reflects a certain neshama quality is capable of being the melech in the world for this inyan. So you have two separate things. So you have the moishel that has a chshivas guf. Hashenish the inyan bulti gash v'nivdal. Yia pirush mashiyia b'loshen tzal malakim. Soif soif yeshvan dover loike nivdal. So lemaisa, whichever pirush of nivdal will take, that's what we have. So now, vehine, Hashemesh v'odom ayyisa olyen b'olam hazeh. So Shemesh and Adam are the two high points in this world of both in Yanim, one of the physical Seder and one of the Ruchnis. Ka'olam hazeh yesh b'chayme b'tzur nivdalas. V'chayme ayyisa olyen hula Shemesh, ki yesh l'chayme zach. The chaymer that is most ruchni in this world is the shemesh, because whatever it's made of is the most fine material. Umaylas atzura nevdalas ladam. Ulakach elu shnayim im nechshav melachim v'tzad shem el yoinim v'nim tzoyim boilam hazeh. V'odun nechshav mitzoyim kulam afal ha-shemesh. Now, one more knesh, he says over here that they're considered melachim because they're the biggest, the most chashav. It says in the parasha of melachim, it's the parasha of Moshe Rabbeinu asking for leadership in Israel. He says, Isha she ruach boy, asher yetzi lefneim, asher yov lefneim, asher yetzim, asher yevim. So Malchus Hanhog includes two nekudas. Somebody who's above / beyond everybody else. Somebody who can go before them. I'm a step ahead of the game. And I also have the ability to lead them there. There's no point a leadership that is behind the tzibur, or a leadership that is that in the middle of the tzibur is not leadership, because he's not going anywhere. So where's he going to take them to? He can be walking and can be with the crowd, but tachlis, he's not going anywhere. So b'meila, the first quality we look in Malchus and Hanhaga is somebody that's above and beyond. So the Shemesh is more elevated than any one particular element in the Bria, and the Adam is elevated more than any in the Olam HaNivdol. Besides which, in the big picture, Adam is above everybody, including the Shemesh, being that he's a Tzuril Yoin and so on. Now, if we're speaking about the world of Chet, where is Chet Chal in the physical world? The Shema doesn't have Chet. Shema is not Chetim. Ulefikoch mitzis loisase shelo yase Chet ukneged gimoisa chama she'em bo yitzim en aseda af ki gashmish. So that's why the shasa mitzis loisase are kineged shemesh, shashai moisa achama, because the yitzia min haseder happens in the physical world, and that's where you need the shmira, that it not leave the seder. Well, the fika, comments is leisim choy manasha gam king, manasha achmir rasim chomri. He says in many places, Isha's darg is more chomri than the man's, and therefore she has the same mitzvah leisas as him, because the mitzvah leisas is there to guard the chaymer against kilkul, to make sure the chet doesn't creep in through chaymer and so on. Ki mitzvahs loisas is ara chaymer gankein, or v'dobaz reach mokamachem. V'ilu mitzvahs esei shazman groma, v'turim em anoshim, ki mitzvahs esei ha-mitzvah hi mitzad atzura, ki atzura shleimus ha-odom, v'ashlamosoi hi mitzad mitzvahs esei. So he doesn't give he does not give over here any special reason why it's dafka mitzvah shazman groma, but basically it's something which is a reason why in the area that nashim have less mitzvahs, it would be dafka mitzvah sesi. So I'm not explaining dafka shazman groma. It's one more area, and Mar also says it somewhere, in the musik of esed ocholosa say, it's very interesting. On the one hand, mitzad oinshim, mitzvahs losa say, are worse than mitzvahs esse. Mitzvahs losa gets malchus, minimally. Mitzvahs esse is a carbon and ritzu. It's not even a carbon. No chiv carbon. So mitzvahs losa say seem to be worse, more important, however you want to call it, than mitzvahs essay. On the other hand, we know essay is dochalos essay. So how do we understand it? So Ramban says it in a cryptic way. Ramban says it in Yevamos, if I'm not mistaken. The essay. So if you're talking about what damages a person more. So if a person does a mitzvah losa, say it's a bigger pgam because it's much more chomri. Whereas if he misses an essay, he's missing a milo. So certainly it's a worse damage. But if the Torah has to prefer one over the other, in that case, the Los Asse is not a real Avera. So Esse is bringing a Mila to the table. Esse brings me a certain Mila, and therefore we prefer that over the Los Asse. Once the Torah says that Esse can be double Los Asse, then the Los Asse is not being Pagea, and yet the Esse is bringing the Mila. Had it been the other way around, Los Asse doesn't bring me any particular Mila. So it's almost paradoxical, but if you think about it, it's not paradoxical. The Esse is something which is more choshev, the Los Asse is more damaging. If Esse is going to be Doch Los Asse, so then the Los Asse is not really damaging because you're not doing it to Savera, and what's more important is you'd be missing out the Mila of the Esse if you wouldn't do it. But loyal chasafik says ki misu esacham hashem shasa misyachs misu imel acham kifim mashehu v'chem mash misu avar adam ramach misyachs misu avar shalom kifim mashu adam ve'ez asafik. So the yimois hachama are not just a number that we picked out. It obviously is that the seder the number the equivalent to the hanhaga of teva and seder shasa. The equivalent of Maila and so on is Ramach. And therefore, that's the number of mitzvahs. Okay, Ukvar Amarnu. Ki Elo Shnayim HaShemesh V'Adom Hem B'Yoyse Elyon B'Olam Hazeh V'Im B'Olvan HaShem Melochem HaShem B'Olam HaShemesh Z'Moshel U'Melech V'Shem HaSeh She'Ishtanek K'Moshu Inyan HaMelech V'Adom Gam Ki Melech HaMashem Se'om Kach Adom HaShem Siyas Omna. So we've brought it to head with two melachim. Now he's going to say there is a melach that is kolol both together. Omnam, asher yisa alyin, asher bo melachim yim loichu. It says about Torah, bo melachim yim loichu, kings draw their monarchy from Torah. Vihi a Torah. She oid yisa alyin ba'ilam, bo melachim yim loichu. It is even higher up, and it is bo melachim loichu. Lefikach haTorah misyacheses el elu shnei minim melachim. Asher echad inyone bilti yitzir min aseda b'madreges lois asei, v'sheni ashlemu shumash hametzis mitzvos asei. So the in Torah, in terms of Talmud Torah, so we have over here something which is koilel both inyonim. In other words, Torah is a type of ruchniyistika engagement that really, really includes the Torah of both of them, and they're equally Torah. In mitzvahs asseis and mitzvahs los asseis, there are distinctions between the different maisim that I do. But when I learn the hilchis mitzvahs asseis and mitzvahs los asseis, they're exactly the same. In other words, it's a much higher darga, higher up, and includes both. Rabbi Shapiro would quote, there's a machlokes, if let's say you have two talmidim, one asks about something that they're learning now, binyane, one asks something that's not what they're learning now, so whoever's shel kinyan gets preference. I think it's a beauty, I don't remember, one Yama says that Torah is called the Echad. It's all one inyan, because Torah itself interlocks. So on the darg of learning about it, if somebody has a shaila, should I be learning about the mitzvah sase tzitzis or about the lo sase shatnis? It's meaningless, because both of them are the same Talmud Torah. So Torah is a darg of ruchnius where the distinction between the two is really meaningless. And he brings over here actually in the bottom in Chiddush HaGadol on this very thing where he says very similar to this. Kol davar kashem is b'chnas adam atayrish adam amayla yisal yoyne shibayilam Both of these are kolol in Torah. Now, there's another Chazal which says something fairly similar, or slight different kneich, which he is going to explain and explain that it's parallel to what he said before. Over Medrash, the Zoya says, Amru, Kira Machmet says in us Hashem Yisbarach the Yisrael Negri Vorev Shal Adam, that the Ramach Evorim, so Reb Simloy's Maimer that we just saw now, that makes it, that says that the mitzvahs essay and are keneged the mitzvahs loisasi are keneged the shemesh and the mitzvahs essay are keneged the adam. So we have Ramach Evorim, the Gemara Makis versus Shasai Moisachama. The Zohar Kodesh says that Ramach essay is keneged Evorish Adam, the same. Shasa mitzvahs loisasi keneged Shasa Gidin Shav Adam. It's the same thing. So this is going back to the comment he had made before about Adam containing both and saying the same chiluk. Now, the Gidin are a very, very unclear mitzias. Gidin in refer to any part of the anatomy which is long and stringy. In other words, when you open up a person's or an animal's body, so there are different long strands. Some of them are blood vessels. Some of them are nerves. Some of them are sinews. In other words, basically, they are that mitzias of something long that serves many of them, we'll call them service elements. They're not, an aver has a distinctly positive tafkid. The hand holds, the foot moves, the ears listen. The gidin are like the electrical wiring that runs behind the wall, like the plumbing that runs behind the wall. That's the tzura of it when I look at the tzura sodom. And b'meila, this is connected to the teva of the person, and it certainly needs to be contained. And they're giving a kiyum, but it's not something that I can identify as an entity that's going to be doing anything. So you have the same two parallel in Yanim, but just in Adam himself also. So basically, they're both the same rak. If you want to sort of push it a little bit and say that goof is the difference between Kabbalah, that this one is the Zohar Kaddish and one is Gemara Makis. The Gemara Makis is speaking about the Gemara Makis is talking about the whole world, and I need to find the Olam of Seder outside of Adam. That's where the Shemesh comes in, and that's where you have the Shemesh as coming in at Marocha. Mitzad Adam, you have and Adam is only Ruchni Enterprise, whereas the Zohar Kodesh is koil both in Adam. You know what I mean? It's not far-fetched to say that. and that that's a sort of a lishitasa of sorts. Now, let me add, I want to add one more knach to this. The, in, as far as the Shemesh goes, you have in Noach, Parshas Noach, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bris with the world, that it won't be destroyed, the bris that he made with the world was Mahalach HaShemesh, Yom HaLayla, Kayas Chayrev, all of the things mentioned, the seasons mentioned in that bris are the seasons caused by the sun. That's what they are. Those are seasons that correlate to the Shemesh, because that is the Seder Ha'olam. The lunar calendar has nothing really to do with Seder Ha'olam. Kislev is a month that is, we can't describe much about Kislev, because Kislev could be anywhere in within 2 months. So we have nothing to say about Kislev as a month. We can say something about February and January and March, because those are physical entities. So the bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with the world was, what's the right word to say, a dismembering of the world was coupled very strongly. The physical and the spiritual went hand in hand like one unit. And therefore, every time somebody didn't answer Mishra Rabba, his roof fell in. In other words, the fact that Chet could impact the world so strongly was a maila. I mean, the fact that the Belem Ruch could impact so strongly was a maila. It meant that Adam, with a little bit of effort, could be mashed in the world. It also meant that every little Avera destroys the world. And that's how we got to a Mabul, which almost destroyed the entire world. So having a world that is kuloi, that is so coupled together, has the potential for destruction that the world couldn't exist with. HaKadosh Baruch Hu uncoupled it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, one second, the Seder Ha'olam will stay, and it has its own validity. And therefore, Kayetz and Chayrev and Yoyim and Laila, on all these inyanim that are shayach to the physical world, those will continue, which automatically means that they can't be moved very much, not l'tayiv, not l'mutav. Adam has an avodah, Avram will come along and will have a new avodah out of the world, but it's not going to dislodge the Noach Mahala. That was this. So Shemesh being appointed to keep the tzur of the world physically gave the world a kiyum. It lowered the world, because now the world is much less capable of changing anyway, but it gave the world a kiyum. That's a very important nekuda in the change that happened. And it was Dafka located in Shemesh. Not only that, but the Seder Ha'olam became a Maila. That things be the way they are. It's one of the reasons why being a Spala for a Nes, making a Nes, all these things are called being Matriach the Bria, being Matriach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to be Poigim at all in the world of Teva. And that's in the Shemesh. So we can incorporate in the Olam HaMitzvahs through the Tzura of Lo Yisaseh. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Adam a certain Tzura, a certain default Tzura, which is decent, reasonable, and that's why that's equivalent to Ben Noach. Every human being that's Nirav Tzolakim has something, and I my normal Seder is a basic Ruchni Stik and Metzias. Through Aveira I can destroy it, but I start off with such Ruchni Metzias. Chalal Yisrael has a Tosefes of having all sorts of mitzvahs that are Maila person. The Im Shem Yosa Mukir. Avli says, Hadvarim, Ailo in Sufik Ben Misha Edelavim Dibbe Emerson Yosha, Visparid Makamacha. So I'm not sure what exactly he is referring to. What is these Dvarim Mukir Ma'oid and so on? I don't know what he's referring to. But he says, also, so the two pshatim that he said over here about the two Chazal that deal with Shemesh and with the Ramach and Shasar, both of them mean the same thing. And this is, again, this is the morale. Many places will say that different Chazal are talking about the same thing on a different level, different oifin, and so on. So that I think it definitely means it's like also Echremes. The Gezet said it gets Paras HaChacham, like we said before, many times, the morale sefer, he's not a Kabbalah sefer. He's not using terminology. He's not dealing with the Chachmas Kabbalah as such. But he's dealing with the Chachma in explaining things on a simplistic level. His explanations are rational, but they're based on things coming from the world of Chachmas HaPnim. So he's taking the aside and understanding of Chachmas HaPnim and translating it into Metzius. Okay, any questions, any points?
When we're talking about the Adam, the Chez Pegah, the Adam.
Adam what? Again, when we're saying that Adam is...
When Chet is Pegah Adam. Then Chet. Chet is Pegah, the Tzuras Adam.
Right.
Where in the Adam is the Chet Pegah?
So even let's take the Nefesh HaChayim here who speaks about it. Chet is Pegea in the lowest part of Adam, and it affects a few layers, but the higher the layer, the less affected it is by the Chet. So the lower parts, the Nefesh is Tikares, the Ruach loses its Chshivas, the Neshama is intact, but sort of drifts away from the person. So the Pagam is on a lower part, and the higher parts are never affected by the Pagam. That's more or less the way Avshar Chaim says it.
The Shasa equaling the Gidim of the Adam.
Yeah.
The connection is because you can't give a specific tafkid to the Gidim. Correct. That's why it's Loisase.
Stick a Seda Adam. In other words, let's look at it with the words we would find for it. A person has in himself a sugar level, an oxygen level, and all sorts of things that they don't have a tafkid kishla atzmam, except that the kilkul of it is Hoyest Adam. So when I think of a person doing or accomplishing, I think of his active evar, hands, feet, mouth, nose, hair, eyes. But what keeps a person healthy is that whole chelik of the person that just is kind of anonymous. We would talk about the level of sugar in the body, the level of oxygen, and the level of different markers in a person. All of these things are kloliistic marachas that keep the health of the person.
I just wanted to ask about the the lashon of the maral. How are we misyachis to the lashon of the maral? Like, stam. First of all, how much are we medayik in the lashon of the maral? And also, like, I see sometimes, for example, in the Adam, sometimes he calls it a nivdal, sometimes he calls it a tzura. Is there a difference? Is there no difference? Chomer and tzura.
So the maral, looking at with einei bas of Adam, the maral is very, very mayor in his lashon. Seems to repeat himself in different ways. In the Gevuras Hashem that I put out, there's a Ksaviyad Gevuras Hashem, where you actually see his drift. There are many pieces there where he writes it and rewrites it two or three times, and it's definitely very Meirich, that his signal lashon is not Rashi. It's great Arichas. The other hand is a famous Chassidish Vart that the Koska said that in Shiska they learned Maral, especially Gevuras Hashem, Goraya was firm. He said, the Velt says he's Meirich, I'm upset how much he's Makatzer. So, it's coming from the Kotzka, that's an interesting observation. So, it's hard to, I don't think you can shtel with that type of shtel. But even call it, this is the flow of what he's saying. the story, you know, when he speaks about Adam being a nivel, so unless he's making that distinction. Now, the word tsura and the word nivdal, atsura is nivdal, but it's not exactly, they define different things. Atsura is the properties of something that are not physical. So when I say something is a triangle, that's not really the chaymesh aboy, it's something, it's the shape. The shape is not the it's like a, it's almost a paradox. When I say this table is made out of wood, that's what the table is. When I say it is round, it means it does not have wood any place that's outside of the radius. So one defines what is, one defines what's not. Almost like when I stamp, I have a piece of clay and I stamp a tsura on it, what the tsura does is remove material, not add material. So the tsura is in what's not rather than what is. That's a fascinating paradox. Now, so now every tsura is by definition a nivdal. It's not a physical entity, it's a conceptual entity. So the word tsura is a sort of a specific area where to meet. The word nivdal means it is of something else. So I do think we all use it somewhat interchangeably, even though it means, it has two shades of meaning that are different. And maybe you could look and see the places where you use it, but if you call it, that's the flow. So A, I don't think even Dyke on the word, he has this general terminology and he's Meyer, so that in the general Hesby, you pick up what he's saying. And in that specifically, you know, these are two different aspects of it. Nivdal is a bigger class. Tsura is one type of thing that's nivdal. A neshama, for instance, is not really a specific tsura to something, not exactly, but it's a davar nivdal ma'od. The tsura is as it applies to the metzius underneath, and the shape it gives to it, and what it, the unity that it gives it. That's where you have that point of the tsura.
Is it possible that the cups
could just come on?
One second, Frisch asked first, yeah.
Is it possible that the Kotzke just meant that he's Mekatzer and being Mevayer, like he wouldn't mind if he'd be explaining it a little better, but maybe in the exact what he's saying, he says too much?
You know what, the Kotzke is Mekatzer, so it's very hard to know what he meant, and I don't know the context. It's possible, I don't know, I don't know. You know what, did he mean much deeper than that, the Kotzke? Did he mean that he understood it all and said he's not giving us many pieces that I don't know. I have no way of knowing. There's so a take for me. Yes, Yaakov, you run.
Was Rebbe saying that there was a bigger connection between the solar calendar and lunar calendar before the Mabul, or that was just a way of demonstrating that they're not necessarily linked? Nowadays,
I think that was when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, you have to understand, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the bris between that is not lo yishboisu, so that meant, in effect, he was saying it would be less affected. Let's give a mashal. Rachman and Hassan, when people, you know, sometimes people are very sick and they're in tremendous pain, you make an operation and you cut the nerve to that area. So the person now doesn't have pain from what's causing the pain, but also means his body is not responsive to that area and his body will not respond in any way. Normally pain makes you respond. So it's a trade-off. When the world is super sensitive, so just like a person who's a very big balregish, so he has a hard time dealing with situations that are emotional, but he's a very emotionally sensitive person, very responsive. If you deaden the regish, he's able to cope with more difficult situations, but he doesn't have that extraordinary interaction in different situations. So the world became less sensitive to ruchnistic fluctuation. It means the world can survive, but it's just like a personal mush is a very competitive institution, yeshiva, where every time you do something a shtick wrong, you're out. And the person has a hard time, you bring him to a place that has a much lower level of what could possibly go wrong. So it's more stable, massive. But on the other hand, it's by definition a loss. Okay, good. Guten. Called. Yeah. Somebody want to ask something? Mayor?
Hello?
I don't hear you. Okay.
I just want to know. Yeah. That why? Do you hear me? Do you hear me now?
Yes, I do.
Do you hear me now?
Yes,
do you hear
me? Yes.
Okay, I just want to know why, if the Milo Yisrael is more than the potential Matsura Nevdalis,
yes,
why do we have more Loises? We should just have more Assays. Loises is just like, destroys our Matsav now, how we are now, but that there's no difference between Yisrael and the Goy. I know that only we should have more Assays, not more Loises Assays.
You're asking that the Loises Assay of it. So the answer is, even in our guf, the Gemara speaks about a difference in a guf of Yisrael and a goy, in terms of the havla de gufa, because he eats nevelis. Even in terms of a guf, we're niftal from umasaylam. It might speak about it. I don't remember, but it is true that even our norm and seder is different than umasaylam. That's correct. That's why umas have a much less. B'chal, the Zayin Mitzvahs Bein Noach are losase in nature. It's basically all focused around what not to do. Even the dinim is just to keep Gezel Chomes out of the world. They don't have a musig of mitzvahs. The Zayin Mitzvahs Bein Noach are all to stay away from Gzela and Arayas and Shfichas Damim and Chirv and Giduf and Avodah Zarah. These are all things that are not upset it. But it's at a very low level. We have a more fine. So for us, nevela is already pagan because our guf is, because it's mechubar to neshama, even the guf is on a higher darga. So it's a good point that you're making. But the answer is, even at our level of guf and seder, we have a starting point ahead, a more edler guf. Okay, good.
When we say that women are not shaykh to mitzvahs aseishas mangoma, that means that they're not shaykh to as much development in their ruchnias?
Well, either you'll say that their chibur to Klal Yisrael as an isha gives it to them. So just like a woman is zeichen a talmud Torah of a man, and she's mitzdarif to it, that's her. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not mekapeach schar she'af achad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not create people, who can't be zeichen the same. So just like the Moshe, let's take a man who doesn't have the kelim for Talmud Torah, and he, by being teimech in Torah, or whatever it is, reaches a certain darga. A woman's role is through the help she gives, through whatever it is she can do. So she shall suit to those mitzvahs. There are no clear hasbeir. I haven't found any. I mean, I've found a lot of nice hatsos why the potter mitzvah says my grandma punk from the most practical ones about how to take care of the kids. But tachlis, we have to understand it that a man and a woman are one unit, and b'meila she's zeicha through him. That has to be the given understanding. Okay, good. I have to go. Okay, agutin. Yeah,